I don't know if Tom has it up there yet, but the title of the message today, it is the battle of the mind. So the Bible says that it's with the mind that we serve who? It is with the mind that we serve the Lord. So let me ask you one thing. The enemy is a liar. The enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy, and he has put doubt in every human being there is. So when you are praising, when you are talking and thinking about God, what is the only thing that he does? He tries to attack the mind. Amen? Let me say something. There's more people in the house of God having trouble with their mind than they have with their finances. There are more people in this room having trouble in their mind. It's just weird. It's crazy, right? Why do you think? Why do you think that when you come to the house of God, the enemy starts putting things in your head? He started telling you things that, I studied this. I said, I'm going to bring forth the battle of the mind. You know what he was doing to me this whole morning? Yep. It's going to be, I don't know if they're going to get it, Edmar. You should talk about something else. You know why? Because the enemy doesn't want me to tell you that he came to kill, steal, and destroy. And he starts right here. See, when I was growing up, me and Chelsea were dating. My pastor always said, you know what? It is not a battle against your wife and you. It is the enemy trying to separate, because when God has something for you, he tries to separate it. Yes. Amen? When God has something for you, he tries to separate it. And the dumbest thing that you can do is fight with your wife. Let me tell you something real quick. If you're in a basketball game and we're wearing the same jersey, it's dumb. If I have the ball and my wife takes it and it scores in my own basket, how dumb does that look? But the enemy's like, yeah. God gave us the same jersey to help each other out. The goal is that way. Don't take the ball away from me. The enemy always tries to attack you in little things. Yes. Amen? And that is one of the things. You know what? Another thing that I thought about was, how many of you guys have bought a salvage title car? I bought a salvage title car before. See, the average Joe doesn't realize that it's a salvage title. The average Joe, I can drive the car around and you can be like, man, that's a nice car. And I said, yeah. But when it comes time to sell it, guess what happens? Oh, it's a salvage title. Oh, it's a salvage title. Okay, I'll call you later. I'll figure it out. What happens is that in his mind, man, there's a problem with that car. Just because it was written down in a deed that in 1944, this car got in a car accident, it still drives. You know what the enemy does? We all have a little thing. We all have salvaged things, right? We are salvaged in a certain way. And the enemy puts that deed in your mind. And when you try to go, the enemy's like, yeah, God redeemed you. But remember, you're a little salvaged. And he tries to bring you down. Where does he do that at? Where does the enemy do that? He does it in the mind. Why? Because that is the most powerful thing that we have. You see, we are made out of three things. Spirit, body, and soul. See, the soul wants this, what I want. Whatever I want, the soul allows me to feel and grab. But when you let the spirit talk, it is connected to the mind, and it goes to the heart. And when it gets to the heart, you act, and the enemy's always after your heart. Yes. Amen? So, hey, say to your neighbor, the struggle is in your mind. Tell your neighbor, the struggle is in your mind. It's not with your brother. It is not with the preacher. It is not with the church body. It is not with your spouse. The battle is in your mind. Amen? The battle is in your mind. This is why we have people go to bed and wake up tired. Amen? The reason we wake up tired is because you got sleep, but you didn't get any rest. How many of you guys have been there before? I've been there before. When you wake up worse than you wake up, man, I slept 8 hours. What happened? Your mind has been in turmoil all night long. You've been wrestling in your sleep. Have you ever woke up and your bed was wet, all tore up like if you were in a fight? You know the problem about Christians? Can I tell you guys? I'm going to be straight up right now. The problem with all of us is that if I was a boxer and I'm going to box Pastor Chuck, guess what I'm going to do before I box him? What do you think I'm going to do? Not only that, I'm going to get on his head, but I'm going to watch him. I'm going to know where his uppercut is. I'm going to know his timing. I'm going to know what he does. I'm going to know his tricks. You know why? So that when I go to attack him, I know his tricks. When I'm going to get in a fight with Pastor Chuck, I know where his uppercuts are. And you know what we do? We know that we have an enemy, and we don't study him. We have an enemy, and all we do is come and warm up this chair. and say, I listen to the word of God, I think I can take him. But you do not know that he attacks the mind. You're battling your brother, your sister. You're battling your neighbor. You're battling the preacher. You're battling the worship. There's always something wrong. And then where does it start? It starts in the mind. It starts right here. Man, you know what? You're right. You should say something. You should tell him. No. You know what you should do? Thank God. If you study the enemy, you will defeat him. When you come to the house of God, come with an open heart. Come with an open mind so that when you get out there, you know that it's not your husband. You know that it's not your neighbor. You know that it's not your children. You know that it's the enemy attacking your mind. And guess what? When the enemy attacks you, it's not because he doesn't like you. It is because God has a plan for you, and he doesn't want you to fulfill it. The enemy wants to destroy every single one of us. Do you see the van out there? 17 months, look what we have. Not because of a pastor, not because of us, but because of God. What is the first thing the enemy wants to do? Destroy what God has created. But we're not going to let him. Amen? Because I'm going to give you the recipe this morning of what God wants us to do. And that is to study the enemy. Because the battle is in where? Where's the battle at? In the mind. Amen? So, like I said, when you wake up and your bed is all messed up and you're, man, what happened? Your mind was in the battleground. Your mind is fighting. And it's not you, my sister or brother. That is not you. You're not a bad person. You just made a wrong choice. But you're a good person. God created you. God called you. He says that God chose you. When you can understand that God chose you, you didn't choose him, that's when you can start understanding what the God has a plan for your life. See, you're not a bad person. Don't let the enemy tell you that junk. I know that the enemy has told me many times, Edmar, this, you're salvaged like that. Man, I look good. I'm good. I'm salvaged. Yes, I am, but I'm redeemed by the blood of Christ. Just like every single one of you. Amen? Yeah. Touch your neighbor again and say, the enemy is after your mind. The enemy is after your mind. He's out to worry you to death, out to stress you out to death, out to break you down, out to make you quit out. I mean, he wants you to quit everything you're doing. You know that? He wants you to stop what you're doing, especially as for God. If you're doing something for God, he's going to tell you the wrong things. He's going to tell you, hey, you know what? Just give up on your dream. You're never going to do this. You're never going to do that. He wants you to give up. Amen? The warfare is in your mind. It's not in your checkbook. Amen? It is not in your savings account, and it's not in your job. The fight that you got to fight is in the mind. See, the enemies, there's some of us right now, they're thinking, man, what is this guy talking about? But it's so true. The mind is a powerful thing. Have you guys ever had a thought that makes you sick? The enemy attacks your mind so bad that it makes you so sick, tired, and you get anxiety. That is the enemy working. And I got the recipe. What we need to do? See, even in the Bible, how many of you guys know the story of Lazarus? The story of Lazarus, even then, there was doubt. Where did it start? Martha, and Jesus came. But he said, even the sisters were like, well, you came a little late, Jesus. No, Jesus is never late. Jesus is always on time. Amen. When Jesus got to the tomb, they said, well, he's already dead. He's already tied up. He's already there. He's been there for 3 days. He's starting to smell. But Jesus said, Lazarus, get up. Imagine Lazarus tied up, walking. You know, Jesus didn't go in there and take him up, said, here, I'm going to take this from you. He just called. And Lazarus started to move and started to walk and got out and broke everything. That's what we need to do. When God tells you, get up, come out, you need to. It might not be comfortable. It might not be the place that you want it to be. But if you start to wiggle your way out, you will come out. But the enemy's telling you, you're not worth it. Look at you. Look at what you've done in the past. But if you activate that faith, like Pastor Chuck said, if you activate that faith, no matter in what situation you are, and you start walking, and you start moving, guess what's going to happen? Those chains are going to break. And just like Lazarus came for 3 days, he was dead. The enemy put doubt in the sisters, and guess what happened? God is always victorious. Jesus always comes through. And if he came through for Lazarus, he's going to come through for you. You know why? Because he chose you. He knew your name before you were even born. He knew what you were going to look like. He knew you were going to be in the praise and worship team. He knew you were going to be the minister of the prayer class. He knew that there was going to be miracles upon miracles. He knew you were going to be the associate pastor of the church. Why do we doubt? Why do we allow the enemy to tell us otherwise? You know why? Because we don't know. We still haven't studied the enemy. And that's what we're going to do today. Amen. Give God a round of applause for always coming through for us. Amen. The fight that you go to fight is in your mind. If you whip it in your head, if you can whip it in your head, you can whip it in your children. You can whip it in your job. You can whip it in anything that you have in front of you. You know why? Because the mind is super strong. The mind, if you go and play a sport and in your mind you tell yourself, I'm going to lose because that guy looks bigger than me, you'll lose. We know a story of Goliath. What happened to him? He took him. And David was a little boy. His mind was so strong, and he had God with him. So if you have God with you, and a Goliath stands in front of you, what are you supposed to do? You need to give yourself that courage and say, Lord, you've given me that strength. Lord, you chose me. This problem is bigger than me. This problem that I'm about to face is strong, and the enemy will try to tell you, nah, you're right. You're so, look at you. You can't take on that. You can't take on that problem. You have no, man, you don't even have a chance. But you know what? He's a liar. Greater is in he, what? What is this? Can somebody tell me the verse? Only if you know it. Technical difficulty, but it's okay. Greater is in me than the one that's out there trying to attack my mind. See, when the enemy tries to attack the mind, you have to use those words. You have to use your mouth. You have to use the very breath that God gave you to rebuke any bad thought that comes to your mind. You can't just stand there and expect that God is going to do it for you because God gave you a breath. God gave you free will. God allowed you to choose. And if you choose the right way, guess what's going to flee from your mind? It flees because God said, call on me, all those who are tired and weary, and I will set you free. Amen. Amen? Praise God. Suddenly I began to realize that the enemy cannot use my car. Have you guys ever blamed the enemy for your car not starting? I have. The enemy doesn't drive. It's me. I didn't put the new battery in there. Right? When something goes wrong, we automatically think, man, this is the enemy, not church. I got to get to church. Right? We automatically blame him. You know, when something, I mean, he fooling with my house. There's something wrong with my electricity. This enemy, man. No, you just didn't pay the electrical bill. That's why your lights are out. But the enemy's always trying to attack the mind. Little things like that, we allow him to, oh, yes, it was me. Yeah, I did all that. So guess what's going to happen? You're going to live on that. You're going to let the enemy take over you. And guess what happens when you let the enemy take over you? Every little problem adds up. Every little thing that goes wrong that you think is the enemy or that you accept it, right, it keeps growing. Have you guys ever seen water that stays there for a long time? What happens? It starts to smell. If you leave the water in a corner for months and months, it starts to smell. It gets muddy, right? And guess what happens with your thoughts? You think it's the same? Absolutely. If you keep talking, man, there's no thought that needs to live here for free. See, I pay rent. Same thing. Bad thoughts can't live here for free. They got to pay rent. So I cast them out. You haven't paid your rent, buddy. Get out. Amen. And that's what we need to do. That's what every thought that comes into your mind, you got to tell it. You know what, brother? You don't pay rent. Get out in the name of Jesus. Every time there's a bad thought, every time the enemy tells you that you're not worth it, you're a liar. You can't live here. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And watch what happens. Amen? But let me tell you something. See, the enemy doesn't need your car. The enemy doesn't need a house. He doesn't need anything that you have. Do you know what he does need, though? You know what he wants? He wants your mind. He wants your mind. Because that controls everything. Your mind controls everything. Life is after your mind. what you have to understand, that every little entrance you allow, the enemy will get in. Every little thing that you do. That's why I would rather have peace and joy than to be the richest man in the world. See, because there's a lot of people who are wealthy, who have money, but that's all they have. They don't have friends. They don't have family. They don't have peace. They don't have joy. All they have is money. But when I have peace, I want to be able to look myself in the mirror and say, man, I like that guy. I want to be able to say, I love myself. I want to be able to go to sleep and hug myself. That's what I want. And the enemy's trying to take that away from every single one of us. You know why? Because he says, if I can take you out, look at your family. It takes back. It goes from generation to generation. But I have the recipe that God says that if you accept me as your Lord and Savior, you and your family will be saved. Amen? When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you're seeing your granddaughters coming into the house of God, you know that what God told you is true. Amen? Your baby great-grandchildren are coming to the house of God. They're praising God with us. You know what's happening? You know that God is real. Amen? And the Word of God never fails. The enemy always tells you, man, you don't go to that church. Don't go to that place. There's a bunch of hypocrites. You know why? You know why I'm telling you this today? Because there's a friend that I have that turned away from coming to church, from loving God, to doing the opposite, to doing the very bad things that God doesn't like. And you know what he said to me? Man, there's a bunch of hypocrites in that church. All the churches that I go to, there's a bunch of hypocrites. What I told them is like, hey, man, I want to go to the gym. There's a bunch of overweight people. I'm not going to go to the gym. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. I'm going to go to the gym to work on myself. I'm going to go to the gym to grab the machine and start working it out, right? I'm going to go to the gym and get on the treadmill and start running. I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to work on myself. I'm not going to look at the guy over there sitting watching TV. I'm not going to look at another. There's people. Have you guys ever been to the gym and there's like a group of people talking to each other for an hour? I don't want to be that. I want to go to the gym and work out so that I can get my six pack. It's going to take a long time, but I'm going to get it. If you say it in your mind, I'm going to get it. It takes discipline, right? This person said to me, I don't go to church because there's a bunch of hypocrites, man. I was like, but what happened? There's no way that you went from loving God, from praising him. You know what happened? You allowed him in your mind. You allowed who? You allowed the enemy in your mind. And when you allow the enemy in your mind, he takes away everything. He blinds you. How many of you guys remember before you were Christians, you were blind? And if you say you're not, you're blind right now. I was blind to the Word of God. I did not understand. I could grab this Bible right here, and I would read it, and I would say, I don't even know how people can even talk about it. And look at me today. I'm understanding the Word of God because I'm exercising. I'm grabbing the Word of God, and I'm digging it. You know why? The enemy doesn't want you to realize what's in here. The enemy tells you in your mind, you're not worth it. But the Bible tells you the other way. See, every car has a manual. Every little thing that you buy. Actually, when we build things, like stuff like that, Chelsea sees me throw the manual away. And guess what happens? I have to go back for it. Hey, let me get that out of the trash real quick. Why do you think? Because I have to follow instructions, right? Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving earth. And if we don't follow the basic instructions before leaving earth, how do you expect God to use you? How do you expect not to be attacked? If you're not studying the enemy, and you're not grabbing the recipe, you're bound to go back. Amen? But what I want to tell you this morning, okay? I want to share with you that God wants to open up your mind. See, God prepared his disciples for battle every single time. Do you think the disciples were out there just, I'm going to wing it. I'm going to pray for you. I'm just going to wing it. I'm just going to walk with Jesus. No. Jesus walked with them and taught them everything. He taught them everything. This is how you pray. And this is how you talk. And this is how you bring out. This is how you cast out the demons. What's going on with us? If the enemy attacked one of the apostles, he betrayed Jesus. Judas betrayed Jesus. And he was right there with Jesus. Who attacked him? Satan attacked them. Adam and Eve, who attacked them? Do you think he's not going to attack you? Do you think you're excluded from that? No. He wants you. He wants your life. He wants everything from you. And if you allow him to take everything from you and you don't look at the Word of God, so see, we are so bad And you know what? I went to go buy something for my wife at the mall, and the escalator didn't work. We have things so, we want everything so quick, so fast. We want a pizza. 10 years ago, there was not such thing. 16 years ago, there was no such thing. You can go get lasagna and put it in the microwave. I got lasagna. See, I grew up in Mexico. We barely had a fridge. We didn't have chickens. We had to chase them to get the eggs. They would hide them. They would go under things, and we would grab them. Now, in our time, if you want something, you can do it. You don't have to go to Italy to get pizza, to get lasagna. You can just go to Food for Less or Walmart and pay a couple bucks and do that. What am I trying to tell you is that we become so comfortable that we want everything in front of us, that because we can get all these little things, that God can give us all that too. No, you have to work for it, my brother. You have to exercise. You have to walk by faith and not by sight. When there's something going on in your life, you have to activate your faith. You have to activate everything that you have. You have to open up the Bible. And if it aligns with God, it works. Amen? When I was in the escalator, I looked at it and I was like, man, what's going on with this mall? They never get it. That's why they're closing. And then I turned, I was like, no, man, I need to get the escalator. I need to lose weight. The enemy attacks us in so many different ways. I was getting mad at the escalator because it didn't work. How many of you guys have been there before? You start like, that's why I don't even come to this mall. The enemy uses anything to get in your head. He will use anything to get in your mind. That's if you allow him. If you allow him to get in your mind, he will. So what I want to do this morning is I want to ask, is there anybody in here that has been fighting in their mind? Is there anybody in this house that has had trouble? Is there anybody in this place, in this house, there's a brother or sister that feels like they can't do it anymore? Because you see, your spouse, you mean a lot to God. The enemy will tell you otherwise. Your enemy will tell you you're a salvage title. Look in your glove box of your mind. You've done this, you've done that. That's not what God says. God says that if you ask for forgiveness, I cast out your sins into the depths of the ocean to never be remembered again. And the only one that brings those thoughts back is the enemy. And this morning, I want to invite anybody in this house that feels that's tired of being sick and tired. They are tired of feeling the way that they feel. They're letting the enemy live in their house for free. I want to give them an eviction notice right now. I want to invite you to come forward and to say, Lord, clean my mind. Because he says it's with the mind that we serve the Lord. Is there anybody, is there one person in this house that wants the enemy to leave from their mind? I want to invite Pastor Chuck to come forward. Is there anybody in the house of God that has been tired? They fight in the mind because the enemy constantly tells you, you're not worth it. The enemy tells you that you cannot be a servant of Christ. Is there anybody else? Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Today is the day. Father God.